art thou, Romeo?
Every year, at about this time, William Shakespeare makes his presence felt at both ends of the state. The Commonwealth Shakespeare Company takes over Boston Common, this year with Romeo and Juliet. That, by the way, is Grace and Mix were hearing as Juliet. Out in Lenox, Shakespeare and Company is staging the rarely performed Cymbeline. Artery editor and critic at large, Ed Siegel, joins us now to talk about both productions. Ed, good to see you.
Bob, great to see you.
Ed, let me start by mentioning the fireworks in New York this summer when the Public Theater staged Julius Caesar.
You know, Bob, Caesar was made up to look like Donald Trump, and his supporters were furious since, you know, Caesar's assassinated in the play. Don't expect that kind of controversy with the star-crossed lovers in Boston or Cymbeline in the Berkshires.
All right, so tell us about it. What can we expect? And why don't we start with Romeo and Juliet?
It's a very representative production of the play. It features a lot of the virtues and flaws the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's free productions usually have.
On the Boston Common, but what do you mean by that?
Well, they tend to play things very broadly since they're heavily microphoned and they need to reach a large audience while they're fighting with traffic noise and police details. That said, a lot of the actors they use are very comfortable with that broad style of acting. Boston's Ramona Lisa Alexander, for example, is Juliet's nurse, and the great Fred Sullivan Jr. from Providence as her father. They're both terrific.
What about Romeo and Juliet?
Let's hear a little from John Stradesky and Grace and Mix.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this, my lips... Two blushing pilgrims ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
A good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much. Which mannerly devotion shows in this? For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch.
You know, that's a little sing-songy, but not bad. It's amplified a little bit more on the common, so the delivery isn't quite as smooth as that. You know, it's a good take on the common.
So Shakespeare and Company is doing Cymbeline out in the Berkshires, and Ed, I certainly don't remember studying Cymbeline in either high school or college.
Yeah, it's not often performed, but there are two notable things I should say about this production. One is that Tina Packer, the founder of the company, has now directed all 37 plays in the Shakespeare canon, maybe the first woman in history to do that. And two, it is just a ton of fun.
So does that make it a comedy?
Yep. Jonathan Epstein is a masterful actor in that company, and he plays Cymbeline. And he's provided us a nice segue from Eastern Mass to Lenox.
You see, Romeo and Juliet, they kind of know how it goes. Every so often, you know, they'll see some moment and go, oh, I never understood that before. But they know that, you know, they're going to wind up in a tomb dead at the end. People see Cymbeline, they don't know what's going to happen.
Cymbeline is a late comedy in which the title character, the King of England, rails against his daughter Imogen's marriage to a lowborn man. But as things develop, it's kind of a summation of a lot of Shakespeare's more famous plays, even borrowing from our friends Romeo and Juliet. Let's listen to some of it.
I am senseless of your wrath.
Past grace, obedience.
Past hope. And in despair.
That sounds like strong acting. Is it, and how's the production?
Bob, the production is out of this world. Packer works her usual magic on the script, assembling actors who speak Elizabethan dialogue as naturally as if they were performing a contemporary sitcom.
Okay, Ed, Romeo and Juliet continues on Boston Common through August 6th. Shakespeare and Company performs Cymbeline out in Lenox also through the 6th of August. Check out more theater coverage on the Artery, WBUR's arts website. Ed Siegel, Artery editor and critic at large, thanks a lot for joining us.
Bob, it's always a pleasure.